We here at 2SER Breakfast always relish the opportunity to talk with those dadaist masters of tension and release, the genre-bending Tropical Fudge Storm. Not fudge, it's a different word. They're back again to fudge your stuff up, and it would seem these cooler temperatures have provided perfect conditions for a Tropical Fudge Storm. Their new album is Fairyland Codex, and guitarist and vocalist of The Storm, Gareth Lydiard, joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good. How are you going, man? I like fudge. Fudge is good. It reminds me.
What are the other preferences for the F word in your band's name?
We just say TFS.
TFS.
We've gotten sick of all those too many syllables, so we just say TFS.
It must be great to be back in the saddle with a brand new TFS album. Might I just say the artwork for this is thoroughly terrifying.
Yeah, that's another Joe Becker painting. He did the. Well, he's done all of our covers so far, but that's another one that's like an oil painting that is about, in real life, it's about 5 metres by 4 metres.
Oh, really?
It's huge.
Yeah, it's like Maurice Sendak's Where the Wild Things Are wasn't terrifying enough. This takes it to the next level.
Yeah, it's sort of that crossed with Hieronymus Bosch or something. Like he's really into the sort of cheapest, nastiest aspects of American pop culture, and you know, and he's into, things like WWE, you know, the wrestling, the silly wrestling, and then the tackiest part of Americana possible, he's into it. But he's a Canadian. He's from Montreal.
There's a couple of sort of visual accompaniments to this album. You've got an animated video collage there that came with the single from the album called Bloodsport, directed by, and apologies if I'm pronouncing this incorrectly, Nespi 5 Euro.
Yeah, Nespi 5 Euro. He's an interesting guy. He's a Mexican that lives in Italy.
Yeah.
And he just does wild animation, and he does it so fast, it's bizarre. He's done the Bloodsport single and the Teeth Marché single and the Dunning-Kruger's Loser Cruiser single.
Yeah.
And his turnaround is like 48 hours. I don't know what he's doing.
That's amazing.
He's great.
How important is that for the band to sort of have these collaborators working with you that get what you're trying to do and are able to translate that visually?
I mean, it used to be like that. You know, what is it, video killed the radio star? Like,
yeah,
it was already going that way, but now more than ever, music is, I wouldn't say it's all about how it looks, but it's half about how it looks, you know what I mean? Like, what does your music look like? You know, which sounds stupid, but that's the way, because everyone's staring at screens all day. So you gotta get the aesthetics sorted out as much as you've got to get the music sorted out. So, which is fun, but sometimes it's just more work for us.
And it's great. The band seems like a really tight-knit outfit.
Yeah. We get on really good. I mean, I think it's been like 7 or 8 years we've been together, but it feels like, it was more like 10 because, you know, there was stuff like the pandemic and, Fee getting sick and God knows what else. But we've learned to coexist really well because, you know, at the beginning it was stressful. But now we it's great band. We don't fight much. We just have a good time.
That's really lovely. And is Fee going all right?
Yeah, Fee's good. She got through the cancer. Yeah, sort of. I think she kind of finished the treatment halfway through the making of our new record, and then a few months later the oncologist said she was she's free of cancer. So
that's
it took about
wonderful.
18 or 19 months of treatment, but she's good now, and we've just been on a big tour in America, so she's been on 2 overseas tours and she's been fine, you know.
Oh, that is the best news ever. Yeah. And the touring continues. So what is this in the foreseeable future? You've got Spain, you've got the UK, you've got the US, and also Ice Cream Floats, a Modest Mouse cruise.
Yeah, we're going on a cruise. Like, so we've got a full Euro tour, and that's tacked onto another US tour, and then I think we will have, like, Christmas and that off. And then, with Modest Mouse and a bunch of other bands, we're going on a boat from Miami
to parts unknown through the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, we literally go down one of the three sides of the Bermuda Triangle, and which is hilarious because I saw a meme online. Someone was saying, you know, when I was a kid, I thought being an adult meant I was going to have to deal with the Bermuda Triangle much more than I actually have, and which is, you know, very true.
Yeah.
But like now we're going to have to deal with the Bermuda Triangle right up close. So, but yeah, we've got to play three shows.
Yeah.
And that's on the way to, oh, what's Puerto Rico? No, not Puerto Rico. I can't remember what.
I'm sure you should check this out.
And we have a day off on the island, and then we turn around and go back and play another show, then wind up back in Miami.
That's amazing.
So I've never been on a cruise ship. Yeah, never played on a cruise ship. But it's the sort of thing, you know, if you tell your uncle you play on a cruise ship, they go, oh, you're successful, are you? You know what I mean? So that's...
Yeah. Well, look at the lineup. So it's the Modest Mouse Cruise, also on the bill. We've got Portugal the Man, Kurt Vile, Built to Spill, Fiddler, Mannequin Pussy, and comedian David Cross.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know how it's going to work because we're just going to play the same gig every night for three nights or four nights. So, yeah, I'm curious to see how it works. But there is, we've seen the boat and... it's got like a massive water slides galore, so that's fine by us. So there's beers and water slides. We're good. Yeah, we're happy.
And no one sort of questioned whether it's a good idea to have a band called Tropical F Word Storm on a cruise ship.
Yeah, I know. It's got to be some sort of maritime superstition.
I'm sure that everything is going to work out fine. The new album sounds absolutely amazing. With all these cruises and international tours, is there the sort of hope that you'll be able to play some shows domestically in the near future?
Yeah. What are we doing? I think it's September we're going to be doing an Australian tour.
So we'll
be up in Sydney with two shows at the Marrickville Bolo.
Wow.
And I'm not 100%. And then maybe it's November, so probably like early... maybe it's November 21, 22 or something. So, yeah, we'll be there at that time. Don't quite. Maybe Google it.
Okay.
You're better off Googling it.
We'll do that. And also while you're there on your search engines, you can go to either the Fire Records website or the TFS Bandcamp. The new album is Fairyland Codex. It is out now digitally, also available on vinyl and limited edition pink cassette tape.
Yeah, for the Gen X's.
Yeah. For the party people. But it's a great record. I'm going to play a song from it now. What do you feel would sit comfortably on breakfast radio?
Oh, my God. Breakfast radio, so you don't want to put people to sleep. Go Irukandji Syndrome, the first song.
Oh, all right, then. That sounds like a really good idea. Opening track from the new TFS album, Fairyland Codex. This one's called Irukandji Syndrome. Gareth Lydiard, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Our best to Fee and the rest of the band. It's always an absolute pleasure to have you here on 2SER Breakfast. And do come by the studio if you get the opportunity when the cruise brings you to Sydney.
Yeah, cool. Cheers, Danny. Thanks, man. Thanks for having us on.